Welcome to Sports Central. I'm Rick Drewer.
I'm Phil Fechner.
Phil, how did you go? You went for a holiday drive to Kapunda.
Hang on. What about my health last week, Rick?
You weren't. Sorry, team. We are late.
I've got to apologise because I was ill. Yeah, ill health.
But please explain. It wasn't.
Head cold.
It wasn't
no COVID. No, just no. Head cold. And...
But you did recover in time to go for a holiday drive to Kapunda. Is that right?
And a holiday was about all it was. Yeah, we played bowls over there Sunday.
Did you go for bowls?
Yes, in a tournament. We had a little 9-year-old lad leading for us. He can bowl, young Jaden. He was bowling for us, and he was fantastic. We lost the last game by 3, which probably cost us getting in the money. But
you don't seem to be mentioning your own performance.
Now and then. Every now and then.
More then than now, is that right?
It was okay. I went all right, but it was only all right.
Now, good listeners, Phil is so genuine that when I suggested that we should mention lawn bowls, he said, I'm not going to talk about it.
Good to catch up with a few people over there from the Bros and Light Bowls. And,
yes.
Steve Heinz, who's a valid listener of ours, valued listener.
Yes,
he said, had a good chat to him. He said, when you're cutting your next show, and I thought it was going to be Friday, Ill Health held me up. But I said, we're doing it tomorrow.
A greater man would have pulled through to do it on Friday. But
yeah, I know. I couldn't get out of bed. it was a good day. Caught up with Warren, the timekeeper at Kapunda. He was over there. He's still timekeeping. Yeah, still timekeeping. And he's going to have a bowl this year over at Kapunda, which is good.
Oh, that is good.
Yeah,
well,
so.
He wouldn't know himself since Kapunda aren't playing at home now.
No, he's got the grand final, though. They've got the scoreboard over there for the grand final at Angaston. Yeah, the association hire the Kapunda scoreboard.
Good on you, Warren.
Yeah, it was good to catch up with him.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going on to the AFL, aren't we?
We are.
Okay. So, good win by Port. They tell me the coach of Essendon sacked by tomorrow.
Well, he should have been sacked like Kent the same. I mean, they've been talking about Benny Rutton going for ages. To be honest... I obviously had the local football to cover and got home in time to see the, the third quarter, and evidently Port kicked 9 goals or something in a row. The third quarter was honestly worst quarter of standard football.
And they outscored us?
I saw South Gawler play better football than those two teams. Honestly, I did.
The big win, and we needed to win because now the Crows can't finish above us.
Bonus prize.
Exactly right, Rick. I'll quickly tell you. I hadn't put this down on our list, but I went out to the footy too. Saturday. I went to see Golden Grove and your old mob, Westminster. Play a Div 3. I'll just throw a few names at you who are playing for Golden Grove. Cam Shelton from ex-Norwood. Lewis Johnson, ex-Crow, ex-Sydney Swan. Josh Glenn, our mate Josh Glenn, popped his head up for the first game since his suspension with drugs.
Wow.
And Barnby by 2, which are ex-Central players. Must be salary cap down there, wouldn't there, or not? No salary cap? big names there.
I think the common denominator will be that all their girls and wives are being paid a lot of money to play netball.
Oh, they don't have netball. Div 3, and you've got
you sort of
got those names, and it was just unbelievable. And I will look through some of the other boys, and you can look it up, and most of them have played SANFL footy somewhere. There's another half a dozen.
Phil, you're being unfair. They're playing for love.
Oh, it's amateur league.
Yeah.
Sorry. All that. While we're on the AFL, because it's just been AFL side, let's go to this week's games, Rick.
Let's do that.
Brisbane and Melbourne. Rick, who do you tip there?
Oh, Melbourne will win.
I agree. Melbourne for me.
I think so.
GWS and Frio.
Frio comfortably.
Yeah, Frio for me. North and Gold Coast.
Does anyone really care?
No one really cares.
Gold Coast.
I'm going Gold Coast. Geelong and West Coast.
Geelong?
Yep. Essendon and Richmond with a new coach.
More than likely.
It hasn't happened yet, but it could be.
Richmond have to win.
They've got to win.
To make the 8, and they will. Yes.
Port v Adelaide.
I'll go for Port.
I'm going Port. They've got to beat them. They'll beat them. Hawks versus the Bulldogs. Weren't Hawthorn terrible?
Oh, they were. But they're all over the place. Yeah. I'll go the Bulldogs.
I'm going Bulldogs. Looks like we're going to pick the same, I think. Carlton and Collingwood. Big game.
Oh, Carlton.
Carlton have to win.
Carlton will win.
I'm going Collingwood.
Their winning streak's over.
Yeah, it is over, yep. But they can bounce back now. St Kilda and Sydney. Sydney looking very good, aren't they?
Sydney.
Sydney for me. One difference. So Collingwood, Carlton. You went Carlton, I went Collingwood.
Yeah.
So,
well, there you go. Now, anything else on that?
That's
final
it.
Word?
That is it.
Right.
And I'm about 16 or 17 in front of you in the footy tips. But I won't mention
did you
that.
No, don't mention okay, that. I mean, listeners are sick of hearing that.
Yeah, I know. It's
ridiculous.
It's ridiculous how far in front I am.
Do you remember round seven?
Oh, I round can't remember seven. Yesterday. Oh, yes, I can. We lost bowls.
Round seven?
Yes.
And what did I say? Whoever's in the eight will not change bar one at the absolute maximum two.
Now, just let me think back, and I reckon we said Richmond were out at that stage, and we said they'll probably come in.
I think you're right.
And how has it looked?
Well, let me tell you, now that we've played round 22...
Yes.
Right? It is in different order,
yep.
I will admit.
Yeah, that doesn't
good
matter.
Listeners, but we're not going to confuse.
That wasn't the point.
Right.
Yep.
If you remember back, it was that the eight was going to be the eight bar, maybe one movement.
Yep.
Not necessarily the same order.
No.
Right. After round 22, one change only.
And what would that be, Rick?
That would be Richmond are in and St Kilda are out.
This is why we are the highest rating sports
correct.
Show.
Yep, absolutely.
That is the whole reason.
Now,
did we pick that in round seven or what?
Well, we did. But even more fascinating is the following.
What's that?
Well, first of all, I'll lead into it by, I mean, you're a guru.
I am. Of
why?
What?
Why?
Of what? Hang on.
Why do we play 23 rounds?
I don't know.
And play a couple of times against a couple of teams.
Yeah.
And that for any good reason other than money?
It'd be money. Revenue.
Right.
AFL revenue.
Okay. Let's me tell you and our listeners a really interesting fact. If the season, and bear in mind that there are many people who argue that the AFL season is too long anyway.
Yep.
If the season consisted of playing each side once.
Yep.
Only through this year's draw has that occurred after last weekend's games. So you can actually analyse a premiership list with each team having played each other once.
Yep.
In relation to the prediction about the top eight after round seven, guess what?
What?
If the sides had played each other once, the same eight, not even one change.
On same eight.
Same
but
eight.
Different order. Obviously.
Different order. Different
a
order.
Fair bit different, though, too, I believe.
Yeah, well,
Brisbane on top or something
like that? Well, Brisbane on top, yes. And Sydney would be fifth. But isn't that fascinating? It's fascinating on two grounds, I reckon. One is there's very little movement in the eight.
Mm.
This is generated over stats for many years. There's very little movement change in the eight after round seven, predicted as it is at the end of round 22 in the January. And even more accurate this year, at least, if they just played each other once.
Yeah. That's right.
So you might as well. I got a new solution to cut the season a bit quicker.
They won't.
Well, just stop
money,
the minor
round. Money, money.
Just stop the minor round at the end of round seven and get on with the finals.
Start the women's league a bit earlier.
We could.
Trial games have started. Port played the first one.
And how exciting
is
that?
Hey, I tell you what, I like the Guernseys. Did you see the Guernseys?
No.
Port played in two Guernseys with the V. Looked really good.
Well,
they did look really good.
You've got to remember, though, that the AFL side played in basic teal with the V for a period of time. There was a time.
Oh, I can't remember.
There was a time when even the flags and everything were basically background teal blue. And obviously the promotion gurus or whatever dropped it.
Looked really good.
In fact, I believe I've even got a basic teal port flag down in my study.
Okay.
Anyway, so that's interesting. Well, there you go. You could find the right spot for the women. Get the men over quicker.
I watched 10 minutes of it.
Hang on. I'll just get the tongue out of my cheek.
Yeah. All right. Enough said about that.
How about that, though? Round seven. That's all you got to do.
Round seven. It's going to be short seasons.
Well, no, yeah, but I mean, what all you got to do is after you've looked at round seven next year, get on centre bet.
Yeah.
And bet who the eight's going to be.
There you go.
Near enough.
There we are, listeners. You've got heard it first.
You have. Barossa, B, L, and G.
Barossa, B, L, and G. All the 5 and 4 is set, as we know.
Like a rock.
Angaston have even jumped Williston. That's how poor their second half of the season's gone. Very poor.
It is unbelievable. That's about 8 out of 9 now, or 7 out of 8, something like that.
Well, I'm heading over to Freeling in a minute, Rick. It's Monday.
Oh, well, here
we are, Monday evening.
Yes.
I'm heading to Freeling. I want to get the best car park. Freeling versus Central.
Well, I've heard they're beginning to queue up already. That'll be a game.
I'll probably be in the far queue. Freeling Central. Who do we pick?
Oh.
Better put a knit on draw. Me. Could be wet over there too. Oh. They'll be knee deep in mud.
The rumour is it's going to be quite a wet weekend. Freeling.
I'm going to go Freeling too, I reckon, just for the last home ground game for them.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, Newry and Williston.
Newry will
win. I saw a carpenter up at Newry today. I was up there.
Extending the score.
Yeah, again.
Yep,
Newry. Barossa and South won't be a bad game. In the mud, they'll be knee-deep.
Now, it's going to be Barossa, and it's at Barossa. Now, I've heard from a very, very reliable source, South, I covered their game last week. They are so fit and fast, and they've just finished doing all their heavy athletic running training at, you know, to peak at the right time.
Yeah.
Now, seriously, I've heard this, as it were, almost directly from the horse's mouth.
Yep.
That has finished, but I can tell you an exclusive piece of news. Their coach,
yep,
Gavin Chaplin,
yep,
is hoping that it's as wet and as heavy as can possibly be, and it won't take a lot of rain for that to be achieved.
It won't. I was up there today, Rick, and it's drizzled and was miserable up there all day today up at Williamstown.
And he's hoping, I mean, whether they win, lose or draw, it doesn't matter care.
It doesn't matter.
But he's just hoping.
A good hit out in real
huge,
crap conditions.
Huge, heavy conditions, and that's what he wants coming into the finals.
Good idea.
I mean, I can't believe that South won't win.
I agree.
But there you go.
And last game, Tanunda v Kapunda.
Well, I'd almost be tempted to give Kapunda a chance, but I'm not. I'm going to say Tanunda.
Tanunda at home, I think. It's the last home game, and not that makes any difference,
I
really.
I will admit.
Nothing on the game either.
I will admit that it is a difficult task, any team playing South Gawler, but on Saturday they were a dismal.
Second rate?
Oh, very, very.
Really?
They've only kicked 4 goals for the afternoon.
And what was the oval like, all right?
Oval was, bar the centre square, oval was perfect.
Yep.
Not, you know, if you didn't fall over in the centre square, then you didn't have any mud on you. And, you know, they kicked 4 goals for the entire outing, 2 of which came from Sammy in the last quarter.
Yep.
So for 3 quarters, they've managed 2 goals. They have not got the cattle. They have not got the methodology of playing.
Probably their spines are right, and their flankers and their fringe players is not up to this, nowhere near South standard, hey?
I mean, I'm not sure whether it's, you know, playing obviously against the best side, but the big mistake they made was when they got possession of the ball, which, to be honest, wasn't all that often, they chose to try and chip it around. Okay, you might, but the trouble is, unlike South, they haven't got the foot or hand skills to do it. And so they were missing these chipping passes.
Yeah.
It's giving, because they've slowed the movement of the ball down, it's given South time to get back to cover and then intercept.
Yep.
Yeah, they were outclassed by a far better side. So there you go.
Yeah, there we go. There's our roundup.
Well, it is.
Have we got a joke, Rick?
No, not yet, because I just wanted... How's your memory going?
Oh, not very good. What day is it? Is it still Monday?
Now, good listeners, we actually went through this prior to...
Yeah.
Anyway.
Might as well not have.
What I did was look at the final four.
Oh, yeah.
The final four
is
settled.
I remember now.
South, Newry, Toonunga and Barossa.
Correct.
And what is remarkable, which suggests that it's a bit of a one-way traffic street, South so far have played the other three sides five times.
Yep.
They haven't played Barossa because they're playing them this weekend. But results so far against those two or three sides, 5-0.
Yep.
5-0.
Willesden, the only side to beat South this year.
No, that's... Yes, we're talking about Newry, Toonunga and Barossa.
Right. Yep, yep.
Five with Barossa to come this weekend. They've beaten them Newry twice, Toonunga twice and Barossa once. Now, remarkably, the average winning margin, 33.4 points.
Good five goals.
Good five goals.
Yep.
What's even more remarkable is the sign of a very good side. The scores kicked against them in those five games, 7-11, 7-8, 5-5, 7-12 and 4-8.
No one's kicked 10 goals.
No one's kicked 10
and
goals.
And you know what? I'm going to sports bet as I leave here. I'm going to put on $100 that bloody Barossa don't kick 10 goals this week because they'll be knee deep in mud.
That's right. But isn't that incredible? I mean, fancy that. That's remarkable defence.
Unreal,
tight defense.
Isn't it?
Now, to be truthful, the two highest scores in that were both the Newry losing scores of 7-11 and 7-12. But it doesn't augur well for anyone playing them in the grand final, does it?
No, so, it doesn't look good.
So do you like that little piece of statistical information?
Yeah, it took me a long time to look that up.
It took me a long time to remember that I was going to talk
about
it.
Took me a long time just to get here.
Anyway, joke time.
Okay.
And I'd really like to thank our dear friend Philip for this.
Me?
No, I'm not going to reply to that. It's an insult to the other Philip.
Yeah.
I didn't mean that. You're a good bloke, really. A rabbi, a Hindu and a lawyer are in a car that breaks down in the countryside one evening. They walk to the nearby farm and the farmer tells them that it's too late for a tow truck. But rest assured, he has got room for them, but he's only got two beds, and one of them will have to sleep in the barn. The Hindu says, "I'm humble, I'll sleep in the barn." But a few minutes later, he returns, knocking on the door and says, "There's a cow in the barn. It's against my belief to sleep in the same building as a cow." So the rabbi says, "It's okay, I'll sleep in the barn." But soon, he's back knocking on the door and as well, saying, "There's a pig in the barn, and I cannot shelter in a building with a pig." So the lawyer says, "Well, I'll go out and sleep in the barn." Shortly, there's another knock on the door, and the farmer sighs and answers it. It's the pig and the cow.
To all our lawyers listening, yeah, remember, it's right. Rick that said the joke, okay? Rick Drewer.
All right, good folks. Thanks for listening, and until next week, this is Rick.
This is Phil.